It's 8:45, Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, live from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, and we are live and local. With me, the CEO of Kids Can. It's Robert Patterson. Thank you very much, Robert,
good morning.
For showing up this morning. Good morning. It's good to talk to you. Let's talk about the mission of Kids Can, because it's anytime you've got an organization that's doing for children what your organization is doing for children, I think it's something to run up the flagpole. People need to see it.
Absolutely. So our mission at Kids Can Community Center is to educate, engage, and inspire children through early childhood care and out-of-school experiences. And as you know, we've been around 111 years. We started off as Social Settlement in 1908. 2009, we changed our name to Kids Can to better reflect our vision of what we do.
Very good. And the in addition to the education, it's not just about educating with facts and figures and math and those types of things, but it's also literally letting know kids what they can do, that they can succeed, the positive reinforcement behind growing up successful.
Absolutely. So we really think about what's beyond the classroom walls, what's beyond even their neighborhood. We want kids to think about their future, what excites them, what's going to engage them, thinking about is it going to be college? Is it going to be trade school? What type of careers are out there? And so we have a lot of different things that we do. We call it the STEM Smart Academy. So STEM, everybody's pretty familiar with the science, technology, engineering, and math, but we added the smart parts for strength, music, art, reading, and tutoring to really round it out. We call it Academy, so kids can have a minor in music and maybe major in mathematics, so they can begin to really make some good choices.
Oh, and very nice putting together the arts with your sciences, if you will, as well.
So, absolutely.
How does one get their children involved in Kids Can? What makes children eligible for the programs?
Sure. We are open to everybody. We have our center site at 49th and Q Street, but we have after-school sites in both North and South Omaha. This summer, we're gearing up for two different summer programs in South Omaha at 49th and Q, and then we're doing our second year in Miller Park right off of 30th Street. So we'll be open every weekday from 7 to 6 out there.
How nice to be able to expand like that. It takes funds to do that kind of thing, doesn't it?
Yes, we are in a very philanthropic town, so we're lucky to be here that our community wants to see these kids succeed and have as many opportunities out there for them. So we're very lucky that our donors see that.
Well, in addition to the donors, there's an opportunity on April 18th, which is this Thursday, from 11:30 to 1 p.m. It's at the Marriott at Capital District on 10th Street there. The Can Do Luncheon. Can you talk about this event?
Sure. This is our 15th annual luncheon. Every year, we've kind of rebranded over the years the Can Do Luncheon because we want to celebrate the people with can-do attitudes in our community. And typically, we brought in speakers that we've kind of flown in, like last year was Maryam Ali, the daughter of Muhammad Ali. But we realized, we have a lot of people with great can-do attitudes and stories right in our backyard. And so Dr. Cheryl Logan, her name came up as an opportunity. Then we thought, hey, this is somebody who would be great to hear her story. She's relatively new to Omaha, and a little bit more about her. And so she will be speaking as our keynote speaker this Thursday.
Oh, that's a pretty neat idea, given she's come in as the superintendent of schools for Omaha Public Schools and really been able to get a lot of good things going. In fact, I just spoke with her yesterday here live and local. The interview is posted on our website at KIOS.org. There are 5 new schools coming to Omaha Public Schools, so already expanding and having more offerings for the kids. And ultimately, that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes. So she has a lot on her plate, obviously. So and as we were talking, she keeps it pretty cool. So I'm always amazed by how much she's able to do. And as you say, she's probably here 7 days a week.
Sure. Can you talk about some of the things that your staff does regarding the kids? On a daily basis, they're helping these kids move forward with their lives.
Sure. So for our early childhood education, all roads lead to make sure that they're as prepared for kindergarten as possible. We really want to make sure that they start on the right path. So whether it's kind of obviously reading and writing, but also the social skills, the emotional skills that it takes to be ready for school. In the after-school program, we want to make sure these kids are engaged in school. So we do obviously some homework help, but we also talk about, we do emphasize a lot on technology, VR, 3D printing, robotics, what gets these kids excited and have them thinking about maybe math and science in a different way that they might not normally do in the classroom.
And I think one of the offshoots of that is it becomes quite a resource for working parents too, doesn't it, to know that their kids are in a place where it's not just a TV screen that they may be staring at or a video game screen. There's interaction there, and the minds continue to work.
For sure. We talk a lot about the summer slide where, you know, when kids take the whole summer off, they slide back a little bit. And so we want to make sure that they kind of keep their brains and their kind of synapses going the entire summer. And you're right, the programs are for kids, but they're really, it's tailored around working parents' schedules to make sure they have a place to go to.
That's Robert Patterson. He is the CEO of Kids Can. More information can be found at kidscan.org. It's the Can-Do Luncheon this Thursday, April 18th, 11:30 to 1 o'clock at the Marriott down there on 10th Street. If you're looking for any information, you can go to kidscan.org. We rejoin Morning Edition in progress right now.